Yeah, I left you a message, but I...
So do you have 3 minutes?
All right, go on. Talk fast, because I don't want to be late. I'm going.
All right. When did Harrison end up speaking to you, though? Was today?
No, last night.
Last night.
That's not going with him.
How upset was he? Because I can't honestly gauge on text, and it's a really shitty way to communicate on. But we haven't talked on the phone.
He was just shocked that you didn't...
What did he say, though?
He doesn't know why you're not going.
That's all?
He has no idea why you're not going.
Well, he's still going to go, he said.
He said he would, but...
He texted me today, and he doesn't want to talk if I'm not willing to confront it, though. That's really what it is.
And Julia couldn't believe you didn't want to come to Atlanta.
That's, I guess, a more nuanced subject, but honestly, I don't talk to Sue anymore, but, maybe we'll save that for... No, I really don't.
Oh, because we've been communicating by text.
You and Sue.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not kutchki-kutchki anymore.
That's
well,
so sad, though.
Well,
that you're talking to her, and it's like she's just doing like the most surface level of getting.
No, she's trying to be more talkative to me, but I just...
How long has that been? I thought she wasn't even trying
recently,
for months.
But I'm very hurt still, I guess.
Well, first of all, even if anything was aside, though, they are saying in a very... direct, but respectful, and it's the kindest way to possibly say it, but you should probably hold off, young people especially, given the booster thing. That is something that they were making clear, but I don't know what to make 2 cents, so I'm not going, but we'll talk about that at a different time. You know, like, that was said, but it's different.
All right, well, I can't force you to do
Yeah.
That.
I'll talk to you, I guess, later, another time, about, the football. But,
Well, I mean, you know, I think you should wear your mask for sure. I think that would be smart.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to go to the football, though.
All right. I mean, you realize that you do have a problem, like, in terms of, like, going up public places, like
but the football is... I feel like the football is honestly a different situation than Atlanta, even though I'm not eager to fly. But,
Right.
And I had no problem flying before COVID. It's just the first year. But that would... I would have flown if things were much better. But not even with just Sue, honestly. But, like, I don't obviously feel great about myself not having a job, and Nani is the way she is. I know she's told them just a bunch of things, but I'm just honestly trying... I'm saying even aside from any personal or non-preferential, no bias, nothing whatsoever, they have made it clear they are not rushing to see us every second. I have to be honest.
Yeah, but the girl I'm thinking about, Sue and Jim, I'm thinking about... Stephanie and Juliet and their babies.
Yeah. At one point, though, Juliet thought that I wouldn't want to come. And, like, I guess I'll just be polite, like, the first year, like, I'm jobless or something. And I hope to have a job next year.
Well, that shouldn't make you feel embarrassed. You don't have
no, I really do work pretty hard, though, studying with the code in one part. I would have taken it if I did end up going in there, but... I'm not in, like, a great, like, and I don't even know where I'm going to be living yet. And I told you I would go there if, like, I wanted a house hunt or some, or apartment shop, and then I would see them. And
it's just a question of being with family, that's all it is.
No, things are different. They're a little different, though, at this current point in time. I don't know how to explain
it. This
is strange. It's like now you're trying to deny that something happened that also semi-implicated me, because she was reaching out to me so much, and then Nani said I'd think a bunch of things, so Sue debited, but it's not even that. Like, if she didn't dead, it would have still been just as fake. It's more real to dead at that point. If you're talking that much shit about it, you can't continue on talking. Like, it's all perfect, and they keep their distance at one reason or another. It just has to be that...
No,
I'm not rushing over.
With loving people who care about you.
Yeah.
And your mother and your brother.
Nani has said a lot of things, and I think Nani is highly anxious, and I don't even want to make anything. Like, I know it would be fine, but I don't want to make Nani feel like I'm like, I don't know.
Listen, I have to go. I can't talk now. I have to go. We'll talk later.
Did you talk to Nani today?
Call me at 8:30.
All right. This is too crazy. Hi, my love. Molly, it's Esther.
Oh, it's Alex. How are you, Alex?
Hi, darling.
What?
I talked to Bub. Yeah, I talked to Bub.
Who'd you kill today? What's going with you, being foolish man?
What? Mademoiselle doesn't seem to correspond. Compressed.
Stop that nuts and talk.
Yeah.
Making up a terrible story.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Get back and get the fresh air. Go watch a ball game. Do something. Go play tennis. Come on, you're wasting time.
I talked to Bub. I talked to Mom. I talked to Bub.
Here and go out for the day. Anything. You don't have to stay in your house.
Yeah, I spoke to
Bub. What did Harrison do? Watch the game? Alex?
He's going. Yeah. He is going.
I'm yelling at you because you don't do anything. Get out of the house. And get the fresh air. Take a walk around the block. Even to get the air for yourself. Your color in your face, everything changes. You get fresh air.
Oh, Lord.
You both could have came and have a dinner with me.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
I mean, it's nice if you so you could have taken the air for the one guy who takes you.
Uber Tuesday.
Huh?
I'm gonna come with the shoemaker on the typhoon bruising tray.
I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, I gotta talk to you in person.
Yeah, you're not
talking right.
My darling?
So you stay home all day?
Positive, no.
Huh?
You are correct, Preste.
I think you're all coming to Georgia.
No.
Why not?
I spoke to Bub.
You're the only one staying home.
Yeah.
Harrison's coming.
Yeah.
Mommy's coming.
Yeah.
We're going to have a nice time. Why don't you come? They have plenty of room. If somebody is asleep at the girl's house, you could sleep at Suzanne's house. She got a big house. They all have big homes.
They said they don't want, though, to come
they told you.
Without getting the injector bullet, the pay stub, the shot stab.
Oh, come on. Who are you talking about?
Bozo Josh.
Stop it. You're in another world. Come on. Come with the family. You'll enjoy it.
I'm Preston and Piper. Pack
run around, they got big backyards, they
kick a knicker,
and things.
Type of phone and the fucking foe, hypo, tungsten, tensor,
tetraphone.
Yeah, tumplo type. He gave me a lot of pills. Lumplin, ho, and sup, free, tooth out, knuckle, ascension, and
that heckling. What did he give you? What did he give you?
He gave me 5 drugs, and he'd take one a day and then come back on the next Sunday to get your more dosing. I say, okay,
doc. Why are you getting your voice stupid? Why are you talking like a sissy?
My dear?
Huh?
I don't correspond to the Consuelo del Princess Banana habit.
Why did you tell him?
I told him I was feeling woozy and I missed my dog and my nonna.
You missed him? He must have thought you crazy.
Yeah.
What kind of doctor did you go to?
An African gentleman. Yeah, the beard and
what?
Everything. He was a big black man. He works in the building. Have you ever heard of him all that?
He's a doctor in the building?
He's no longer practicing after the author. He's saying COVID shit went down and now he don't work. And he's not allowed to by virtue of their presentation.
Okay, he could have given you poison. How do you know he was the doctor?
Because I told him he was.
Huh?
I gave him all grand jurisprudential, now fun, my type, and way, make my life great.
You gave him all the ranges?
Yeah.
The toys?
I denounced them. I pray
how much
that
did you get him?
More little
wreckage
piles of hootenon, hopnon, ventriloquism, dumpling, bohemian, sicko, ode, outweigh. Type Nocten, Eternal, Crystal's Knock, Devil's Code is a club to my bro.
I know what you're talking about, Alex. The guy is a doctor? What was she doing in your
smooth opter. He be crazy. One point effort.
He paid you for the toys?
He took a couple.
He took a what?
He took a sheetrock and then stripped me in the nurple.
What that? He hit you with sheetrock? Is that the man you had a fight with?
He pounded me way up in the garden.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Days.
Forget it. No sense talking to you. I can't tell me a story. You're making up stories and don't bother me with it. You want to be playing nonsense? Play nonsense. By yourself. Don't tell me the crazy things you're doing.
Oh, no.
Did you see your brother today?
My brother?
Did he watch the game?
No!
So what the hell are you yelling for?
I miss him.
Good night, Alex. I don't
Bye.
Want to talk to you. You're not talking sense.
Oh.
Stay in your house tomorrow.
I just woke up.
Go out and get fresh air, for God's sake.
I woke.
You want to come here for dinner?
Yeah.
Come here with Harrison. We'll go for dinner.
So we go to Meatos. I see.
We'll go to Meatos. We got no car. We got to have Jack take us.
Yeah, Paul is coming.
Maybe Mommy will come.
Paula says she'll go.
Huh?
I talked to Paul.
Mommy's in home.
Mommy, I spoke to Bob. My dear?
What else
is this? Nothing.
Good night, Alice. When you find something interesting.
Yeah, it's not that easy. She's just saying, oh. Now I gotta call this kid Wave a Drop because he's cool now. Or I'll just call that kid whose dad died from heroin. After I call David, of course. Let's see if he picks up. You talk to Noni, fuck.
Yo,
Hey, Broly. Broly, Broly, bro. Happy birthday, motherfucker. Good for you. I'm so happy you lived another year. You're the man, Holmes. How you been, dog? Yeah, my fam. Did you have that party you were hoping for, though? I tried to reach out. I'm moving soon. I need a place to stay. I'm getting kicked out. They raised rent, bro. I gotta pay double on half.
Brooklyn or what?
Brooklyn, boy. Could take some getting used to. Shit, homie. Another dollar. How's that job that with Home Depot you tried for? Man, I'm so horny. Shit. Tell me about it.
That shit was so lame that fucking...
My grandma? Yeah. Do me a favor. Give me 1 minute. Ben was trying to reach out because he felt bad for dubbing me for heroin addict, so we'll see. You talk to Nani, fucking I fucking with her. So you don't jack off and die. I'm dope. Benjamin, A.K. motherfucking Leibowitz. Is fucking a million and a half nice down to Charlie Path and always in hectic time motherfucking toasted out. No, ya, zebra ass motherfucker. You. You motherfucking crazy, bro.
How are you, bro?
I'm alright, dude. I know. No. Fucking aside, wave at Kim and anything you have to say. My father not being honest. I'm a horrible person and a very wealthy man. Mr. Wavid Kim is the nicest fucking person in the Gotham world I've ever promised. I'm honestly, yeah. I'm David,
what?
How the fuck
yeah,
are you?
Ben, where the fuck have you been, crazy motherfucker?
What? He got you, me. David.
Yo.
Seriously.
I've been working.
Where do you work, dude? Is it kind of weird that we're doing this three-way thing? Are you good with all this at this point, dude? I don't want to put too much on.
I mean, I kind of wanted to catch up with you, but...
I'm right here.
Where are you living now?
I'm in Brooklyn, dude. North Williamsburg. Very costly. But it's a gorgeous place. It's something to die for. How about you, man? You still have that job in place?
Yeah.
That's cool.
What, like an apartment?
I live in studio flat. It's extremely homely and large. David is well aware of the FaceTime dimensions. My brother lives 20... floors down below me. It's a sky rise. It's kind of like the place that collapsed, the horrible story in Florida. I haven't gotten to catch up on at that point.
Oh, really?
It's horrible.
Wait, dude,
but it's in Brooklyn. What up?
So if you could afford that, you definitely kept your job.
What? I got fired in August of last year, but I'm surprised you didn't know that from my podcast. But, crypto did really well. Despite my mistakes in life and mistakes in crypto, I was able to pay rent for a couple years.
You
maybe four.
Rent from crypto?
I was an early adopter. I thought you were a current listener to our pod still, even though you kind of took a lot of time off.
I don't know. I don't think it's still even on Apple.
Oh, that's so. It works on my Apple, even though it got removed, but so disappointing. It was amazing while it lasted. Like, David is the best motherfucking producer, but if I didn't see a better dynamic trio, I just would eke my pants. Like, Holy fucking shit, this world has gotten so crazy. Never has there been just more of a lack there of a wanting. Someone with the perspective that everyone is just fucking afraid to admit it. We all need a motherfucking leader in this anarchy that we call dystopian Portland. Sentient, fucking indirect, unadjuncted zone. You know, they call fucking ISO or whatever. You know, West Coast shit. I'm just fucking around, pseudo neoliberal. Just fucking spinning some hardcore pop history X at this point, maybe. I don't even fucking know what to make of this world. Like, were you in QAnon? You weren't on Washington that day, though, were you? What up, Ben?
What?
I was asking if you were a Gen 6er, or if you were on the other rally sites. Because I thought you signed up for the libertarian cause.
Bro, I hate politics.
Boy, am I glad we are on with you, dude.
I voted for Trump, but I hate politics.
Yeah, I don't vote for that precise reason, but not like in elections more than 50,000 single ballot doesn't actually have any known purpose. But I agree with you there. It is kind of a waste of fucking, you know, your whole mainframe can go haywire if you don't get that shit fucking cashed right. Well,
so anyway,
yeah.
So you're working now or what?
No, I haven't had a job in 2 years, dude. I'm a racist, born known, you know, defiler, fucking crocophile, franca, peta, idol, you know, whatever the fuck my last corporal done for trade me. They label, they'll put you down. No one can tell you who you are being honest. It's fucking pseudo fascist, though, but.
Wait,
very
so you,
a democratic society. What up?
How do you afford a studio in
Brooklyn? And we have to go on and on about everything before, and I can give you Panama Papers of same subjects we've discussed about my tax and filings, whatnot. I told you I'm a crypto guy. You want me to see a balance sheet? What's good, buddy? Correctamundo, but I may be having to leave real soon as I was actually catching up with Wavin. It's tense. New York, they raised it as much as 70% in select boroughs. Brooklyn has felt the complete entirety of this crisis we are living in at this point. It's sick. Sorry, dude. I wish I had a more patriotic pal to paint. Things haven't been great for a lot of people around here. And I think everyone's been kind of feeling it. But you were always a family, man. I know you're down with your core and you have your people. So just hope everyone's doing the best. What else can one wish for at this sancto fact?
Dude, I just called because I wanted
to show. I don't fucking know, dude. Like, it's hard to get to Brooklyn. Like, it's probably closer to Queens, but.
I have a car.
Yeah, I was talking to actually Sherrod about meeting up a little while ago, but even though he had a car and he was right around in Jersey, no one was able to make it happen. So I don't know how shit is these days.
Dude,
my bad for not getting back to you soon. What up?
Dude, you live 20 minutes away from me.
Northwell? Yeah, I didn't know you go there at all, but that's cool.
I have a car, dude. And
that's
it. You wanted to chill, I would chill.
Got you. Do you live with your mom?
No, she lives in Florida.
Right. How's your brother?
He's okay.
Okay. He's still in Japan in the hospital?
He's in Florida.
Good. David's fine. Where's Ryan? How's Ryan?
He's good.
Okay. Good to know. But
you're killing
in
crypto.
Yeah. But it's an all time. Why? Do you have a lot?
Not really. But I'm trying to get some XRP.
Yeah, that's actually. It's funny you say that. my last main investment because I sold everything else. I only have 15K in XRP. So I'm banking on that for my next living situation. KuCoin.com. That's so unfortunate. David, would you be able to get picked up by Ben if it's easier for him to get from Queens to... David might be able to look you up on that machine. He, depending on your year of software, I think David... simple Windows 10 or anything. Even the Sierra and Lion Mountain. David can certainly show you if I can't get to it, but we can look into that for you, my dude. He would only charge 8% commish as well, just to get you set up on that. No, I'm fucking with you. What's up?
What are you talking about? Why do you speak in like code?
That's what my mom said. Probably because I started to code. But did you?
You legit speak in code, bro.
It's fucked up. But I'm still fucking with you. No, that was Wayne. It's a crazy world. Like, people don't even know what to make to in ways. I found a whole new world to explore. What?
Did you quit, you know what?
No.
Bro, come on, man.
Yeah. But I do, it's not even, it wouldn't be called a baby dose. It would be called Invisidose. That I do literally just a powder no bigger than, like, half of a pen head. So this, you can't actually see it. You just have to look down and look at the velvet. And I just do that, at, like, a couple times a week, honestly.
Bro,
and it's enough.
What? Killing you.
That's true. It definitely doesn't make me as ambitious to, like, go to a Giants game with my brother, but half of them just a fake liberal subscribe to a woke ideology that, like, they want to get the country back until everything is back, but it's weird. No, I don't want to sit with a mask for, like, 8 hours, and I don't like the kid who my brother is, like, going to his wedding, and he's tailgating with him. That's a different story. Yeah.
We gotta chill sometime.
Yeah. You're good to chill with junkies, though?
No, bro, but it's just you and fucking...
What?
I just want to chill with you, bro.
Thank you, bro. That means a lot that you reached out despite, like, what happened, though, on your side. And, you know, shit gets muddled and people jump into things and we're not our best selves when we're dating someone most off. But I listen to too many podcasts. It's really not great.
Stop talking like that.
Holy shit. I can't believe that there was a way I was before that, like...
I just
see it as, like, thoughts I always had, but, like, I was, like, fuck.
Just talk like Logan, bro.
Fuck. What's up? I'm not my father. Is that okay? I can give you a lot of things.
So,
I'm very wealthy. If you just please give me $20, I'm a very wealthy man. Girls?
Yeah.
What, David?
Is
that to us or?
I think that's to his dad.
Oh, yeah. Yo. What's up? Alright, David, call me back. Thanks, bro. Speak to you. Love you, bud. It's just us, bro. That was awkward, to say the least. I'm sorry, dude. I'm a fucking mess. David's off, so now you could be more candid if you want, but...
Are you still on heroin?
I don't do it a lot.
Bro, I'm trying to quit vaping.
Wow. I really appreciate that you're always trying to better yourself. Like, that shows you're like a straight-up dude.
Bro,
what?
What? We need to work together and get you to quit the shit.
Oh my god.
What?
You're... No, like... That it sounded so like deep and hypothetical, but I know I'm going to have to not do it eventually, obviously. Dan Bilzerian had two heart attacks in the same week from 25 fucking a hooker for 5 hours, and it was his fifth of the day. But he took a shitload of Viagra, and the doctor said, 2,000 milligrams? Are you fucking nuts, dude? And his girlfriend was there and fucked him in the hospital while his boys got him Chinese food, and his parents were in the other room crying. He had the wires strapped on, fucking. But, like, people do some insane... I know I can't do... No, Bilzerian gave up on that shit. I wouldn't get a girl in the hospital bed when I overdosed. I got broken up with. So, Jim, clearly, I'm not...
Talking like this is a podcast. We gotta get you off of that.
Oh, fuck. yeah. Wait, you said you live alone?
What?
You're not with, like, someone else, like, on the speaker, right? Okay. Shit.
Not you. I don't do that shit.
I accuse you of the precise way that... That vape really... doing its wonders, though, you being off it. No, I feel you.
I don't... I'd say you need to quit yours a lot more than I need to quit mine.
I do. I had to dead my last psychologist, though, because he also had, like, a similar thing, but I was saying I can't pay someone to, like, give me just the antonym of, like, the current life I have, but I don't know. Everyone does things, and this is an insane...
All right, bro. Cut podcast bullshit. What are we showing?
I think you might want to hang more than you care about the drugs at that point, but nah, I feel you. Shit's crazy, yo, after COVID. I don't know,
I don't give a shit about COVID.
No, I know. No, COVID is schmovid. I don't think COVID's actually real. I really think it's a construction of the Chinese government that kind of caught on with us. They made it a big deal. I know, that's the shit you actually do like to talk about. No, we could chill. Yo, it's crazy. We haven't seen each other in like a year and a half, right?
Why are we chilling?
No, it's October. It's been a year. It's not that long. Like, we can hang soon. See, clearly, you're... No, like, I don't have a job. Like, people our age, like, are doing normal things, though. But I know we could chill and shit. I literally don't have money to spend on shit other than rent. And, like, yeah, we could, like... You don't smoke, but, yeah, we could get beers and we could do shit. I can't go on a date. Like, you're... You think I'm, like, able to go for pussy, but I don't even have a job, so, like, I'm so far away from being able to, like, start lifting and get pussy. It's so sad. Yeah, like, I don't know if you're looking for crypto advice or you just want to hear, like, a fucking miracle story, but think of how few people did buy crypto, though, or would be in a position where they would literally be about to fucking on their ass a coke fiend fucking loser scumface, idiot fuckhead, and then their entire fortune gets misshapen, they get $100,000 overnight, that you don't even have to fucking pay tax on, because you also lost $100,000 in crypto, just from around, you know, small, way smaller investments long ago. It's the most...
Where did you make $100,000 though?
Oh, Cardano, BTC, and then the real estate stock that has GameStop as their client, the mall person, Mac attack. And I lost 7K in oil and I lost 50K in Bitcoin. But what?
You made $100,000?
Yeah, I have 100 cash from
Jesus Christ.
And I wouldn't even have to pay taxes though, because I'm unemployed, so if your income is zero, you actually don't have to pay. I think that's how it works, but it wouldn't even matter. That's just, like, stop. Bro, it's the literally miracle
okay,
kid story.
Okay, let's chill, and then next time you're going to teach me how to become crypto.
Right? No, that's the craziest thing, my dude. I could, like, go to a job and, like, show techniques of what I would do for software, the way I could have a holistic strategy. But that's such a boring thing to, like, so many people in this world. And yes, it could actually make you money. It can make people money. To get your foot in the door and to act, like, I could make you money. If you have money to obviously spend on it. I don't have, like, disposable income to invest, so I just have to hold my shit aside. But I can make anyone money in stocks and bonds and shit. But, like, girls don't care about how the sausage is made. They want to see the money. And shit, that's how the world is, and fucking recruiter would be the same. So it's so hard to even get hired in a skill that I'm way more equipped than any of these private egg douchebag Ivy League cunt faces, much like my brother purports to be. But he's literally the polar opposite to me in every situation with finance, and he's an Ivy League investment banker. It's so insane. But he might be getting fired soon, unfortunately.
So if you have 100 grand, how are you?
How am I broke? Yeah. My rent is, like, so it's 30 right now, and that's the thing, my dude. I may actually be moving to Atlanta in 2 months. That's a crazy... Go to Florida and we'll be fucking neighbors, but I may be moving to Atlanta because there's rumors they're raising rent by 40% in Brooklyn, so my 30K might go to $45,000 of rent. So, you know, I Uber Eat 5 times a week or whatever on bad weeks, but you know, shit like that. But I don't do much that I have to do with it. But in a year and a half, with the way things are looking, I may have to leave Brooklyn. You know, no, I would have $0, so I have to leave way sooner because if the rent does go to 45K, my brother got me the C-suite, dude. It's fucked. It's not actually the C-suite. They have C-suite. I live in a 40-person complex. With bankers, politicians, a guy from the Mets is in my building. My brother neglected to tell me who. But, that's the fucking state of it. I live in, like, the celebrity building. It's fucked. My view is insane. I'll show you it one day. You'll see it yourself. But I'm gonna miss this place. It was fucking bomb. You could have had a lot of fun coming through. Maybe I would have quit dope at, like, one point or that. But, yeah, I don't know. That shit's fucked. We'll talk about that and shit. But, it's really nice here. I was going to live in some place in, anywhere from Deer Park, Staten Island, or motherfucking Corona, Queens, anything. Even as close as Forest Hills and Jamaica. It was so fucked up how I would have just lived anywhere. But my family insisted I go to luxury C-suite, because my brother likes, like, gay, nice things. You're still on, dude, right? Oh my god! My phone's been dead for the longest time. Oh my god, I'm so stupid.
Hello? Hello?
What, honey? It's Sue. Yeah, hi.
Alex, I didn't want to talk about anything.
All right.
I was upset all night.
Why?
There were terrible things
that
you told me, and I don't want to know about them.
No.
I make believe I never heard.
All right.
I can't take it. I was up all night thinking of
what?
Horrible.
No, you weren't.
That's terrible. Anyway,
I love
how
you.
Are you?
Good.
My
mom would love to hear I haven't spoken to her. I think she loves having secrets, like a pseudo-mafioso back in old days. I make ish exciting. Something thematic. She just drowsing through psychosis. I said, Val, I then kept you up all night sick? No, I didn't. I don't believe you. I know her. She lurking. Her ear is on both phones. It's dwelling, but just talking shit about her doctor. Their life must be so depressing. It sounds so traumatic. I don't know why they keep doing this to themselves. It's the way they operate. Communicate. Really sad, this cool Wesley Snipes story. Why? I felt bad for Steve Irwin down. Right. Oh my gosh, she's getting with other people the way she is to me. I keep hyping her up. I inspire Nana to be worse than she is every day. She is only starting fights. I make Nani hostile. My darling.
Hello.
Oh, I'm scared of you.
I called another person. I called her. I said I would call her. I was downstairs for the paper.
My God.
All right. Excuse me, Alex. I have to hang up on it.
Why? Why? So Harrison just really assumes, though, I am just okay with whatever that he likes to do, and he likes to do things, and I like my own things, but, and we do have a lot of shared interests, and we like the Giants, but he just thinks I'm always just okay to go with whatever he says, and usually that is true, but he isn't accepting no for an answer. I don't think he knows I really, 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 really don't want to go this time, but, He didn't acknowledge it. He says, remember, it's Marvel Day Sunday. I'm thinking we take the L and West Side Uber to MetLife. We'll probably leave like third to catch a train before the crowds, nice and easy. But like, he isn't respecting just a perspective, but he thinks I'm truly wrong, and maybe he thinks I do want to go a little bit, but he also probably doesn't want to just go alone, even though he will know people there, but he just doesn't want to have to run up to, like, a stand and just sit there for, like, 30 minutes or so and not be around anyone for that time. It's, I don't know, whatever he wants. Now I feel really bad. I'm, like, snubbing him and I'm letting him down. Like, I am feeling really guilty. I don't even know what to say.
Well, you have to do ultimately what you feel comfortable with. You know what I mean? You have to do what you feel comfortable with. So, you know, don't feel that you're going to go just to make him happy.
I've literally never, though, told him, like, no to something he's wanted so bad, but I can imagine Ali's time that if she had ever, like, whether had any type thing, he doesn't want to say no, and I've been that way so many times, but just the no-taking of it for an answer, he doesn't think I have no interest in going. Like, he thinks I'm very much still willing and okay, even though I've told him three times, but he isn't, like, aware that it's really something I don't want to go to, and it's just, it's hard. I have no idea what to say. No, but I do feel bad, though, because he, like, he'll be sitting up there alone for a minute, and, we've gone every year, and we think of Poppy, and it's a family thing. I just wasn't, like, feeling like it was, like, a fun or good or just worthwhile thing to do, but he did make me so. So I know you have work. I don't want to burden you with it all day, but I'm kind of at a crossroads. I'm making too big of a deal of it also, and I should just be, like, he just didn't respect, like, any of my concern or anything. That just fullest, like, he has no idea I may have doubts or not want to do it, so I literally don't even know. He doesn't even know I don't want to go. It sucks.
He doesn't know.
He thinks, like, I still want to go even though I told him I didn't. But I don't know. It's bad. Because I've been this way so much too. Well, I think he also doesn't want to go alone, but it's a different story. I don't know. I have no clue. Like, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal, me to go or not go, or him to be alone. Like, it's such white people problems, it's stupid to even think. But, like, I voiced it 3 days in a row, and literally just, he ignored it. But, I don't know, like, that's why, like, I do feel bad, but, like, he's not even, like, asking, like, oh, like, was there something else that would have made it? And I don't know if there was something else that even could have been done. Like, he is trying to make it as easy, I think, as possible, which is the part that actually made me feel really bad. That, like, he's picking out, like, routes and things, saying we could even leave early. So he is trying. But, like, I don't know. It's weird. So I have no idea at this point, you know? Like, I really didn't want to go, but, like, yeah, he is disappointed. Yeah. It's not like an actual fear of the crowds, but it is a lot of people on top of each other, and it didn't seem like it was worth it for something I don't even want to see or go to. Giants aren't good. It's not. I have fun when I'm there when it's like normal conditions and no masks or anything. You could breathe. You know, like a day out and you can kind of like relax and things are a little tense to go to things like concerts and shit. And like, well, he goes to things and no one has masks on and they treat it like Texas. So it's a totally different thing. But like, I feel if you are actually doing it the right way, things are still just a little strenuous to just go to something like that. That was.
I'm not going to any concerts.
No, but those are my literal. But because it wasn't just this. It's any movie he wants, anything that, like, if he thinks I want to do it, I kind of have to do it with him and just go with him, and he's my bro. But we do go to so many movies together, and a lot of, and I really wasn't feeling like this would be, like, the worth it way, but he didn't agree.
Right, right.
So it's fucked up.
Alright,
I just have no idea what to say to him, but,
alright.
I guess I have to even go there, but, like, yeah. I know, because I did feel bad that, like, he was trying to pick out something more convenient for me, but, like, it's not just this. I don't want to go to concerts or anything right now. Like, it wasn't just this. That was literally where, like, I think you and I were in agreement. So even if you are going, you're not going to, like, sit around at a thing and you'll walk around and you'll do it, like,
I have to wear my mask.
Yeah, no, I know. Like, I don't think it would be comfortable for me to have a mask on for, like, 6 hours or something. Like, no, because the team isn't good. Like, I used to go and we would see if the team would win, but it doesn't feel that way. And I don't feel, like, that type of, like, party mood when, like, I don't feel that way. I don't think the game doesn't feel that way, and it totally isn't. Like, it's different now a little bit. Right now, at least. No, I told him I would look forward to going with him when COVID was over or when the Giants are better. I literally said the sooner of those two, and he just didn't take that, though. Yeah, I literally don't know because I feel fucked up being so denial of his wishes to deny anything related to COVID that it's just perfect. It's just Andy. It's like, he's seeing his friend there, Joe Martin, and he does like to go to the events and do things, and he works very hard, so he wants to have things to look forward to. And he would feel weird if I wasn't there. I definitely feel because that's our thing we go to, but, like, I just don't have a desire to go this year. I don't know.
No, I understand. And, you know, we do what we feel comfortable with.
Yeah. So I will have to think of, I'm not going to send him anything, like, today. I'll call you back probably even before, like, I decide how I'll. But I tried telling him for 3 days, so, it's rough. Yeah, I hope he's not mad, but he also has to think, like, if he has a girlfriend, though, or whatever, but if they didn't want to do something with him, like, no conception about, like, if the person would be, like, angry at him if he forced someone to do something they didn't want, you know? Like, I don't think that's his it's not his concern at this point, but he is stressed at work, so I did that to Maddie at times, like, maybe making her, like, only want to be exclusive with me when she didn't have a desire to do that in the beginning, and then she got really mad, I think, or then, like, she found something she didn't like on my phone or whatever, that, you know, like, something on Instagram, even, not even talking to girls, just if, like, other girls were, like, around, like, she looked for whatever any reason to get mad. I think a lot of it was me not being sensitive to her. It's fucked up. No, I saw just something that reminded of, there was this girl I always thought was like Maddie, but it's hard to compare, but she's like an actress type girl on social media or whatever, but she's with a personality that I follow. I'm a fan of this guy. I've talked to you about him, but he's friends with Logan Paul because he was a recovered addict, but he's kind of this, like, goofy, not even Jewish, but he looks almost Jewish, and he's taller, but friendly, but his girlfriend kind of seemed like Maddie, and she broke up with him, but I knew they were going to break up because she was so much like Maddie and this actress type, but she's doing what Maddie tried to do with, like, staying the life, even though they're broken up with, and she had a kid with a random guy because she said she didn't, she found, like, whatever random flaw in him jokingly that she wanted to have a kid with someone else. So I think she had a kid with, like, a European sports player, but she still has him, like, show up randomly when, like, her grandpa is sick or something. Same shit Maddie did with me, so it's just, I see patterns and I'm just trying to, I shouldn't overthink anything. That kid Ben reached out to me the other day, but you probably have to hang up now. Yeah.
You know,
no, Ben said he was sorry. Why? What?
I just don't know who these people are that you're referring to.
No, just a random person is so much like Maddie, and she literally got pregnant with another guy's girl now. But she still has this ex in her life, the same thing Maddie tried to do with me.
Right.
It's fucked up. Yeah, so I'm really happy with, like, the direction everything went in, though, with, like, everything. Like, if Ali didn't love Harrison like he loved her, they shouldn't be together.
Yeah.
No, it's true, though.
Yeah.
I think at least. I don't think people should have to be forced to be with each other long term if it's not there.
Right.
But it could also be just more informal and just with friendships. And I know you're big about things don't have to be so serious. Yeah, I don't want to treat like a football game like it's the end of the world, so it is stupid.
Right.
I don't really have anything else. No.
Okay.
Missing Sasha. Missing. Nani said she's seeing you on Friday.
I'm taking you to the doctor.
Got it.
Again.
She didn't like the doctor, though?
No.
So she's been yelling at you probably significantly more in the past.
She doesn't understand. Listen, I got texts from CVS from her. I have to answer because now I'm in control over medication. So I
You're
have
in
to
control.
Get back to these people. I'm in the car and I just got 3 texts from CVS. So let me see what's going on with that. It's like with the drugs, okay? I'm
right.
going to have to hang up now, okay?
All right.
Bye.
Oh yeah. Thank you. I'm so awkward. Oh.
Hello.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
What?
What?
No. No. Yeah. Yeah. What?
I'm gonna have dinner.
It's 3 o'clock.
No place in the house.
It's 3 o'clock.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Nothing exciting.
Pushed in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love you, goddamn it. I just woke up.
Oh, my
God. I just woke up.
Right.
What?
You.
I did her?
I said you prefer that sleeping in a daytime.
I'm a vampire. Edward Cullen Hands.
You talk to Harrison?
No. He keeps demanding I go to the ball game, and I said, suck a ball. Suck them all.
The Giants finished?
I'm done.
The Giants?
I'm not going. They suck.
Who? The Giants?
Sue doesn't watch football. No. No,
all right, Alex. I'm very tired.
Amen. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yum. Ooh.
How about you? You got your food?
Uh-huh.
What do you got?
Baked ziti with fries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I love it. I definitely do. God.
Hi.
What?
You better surprise me
mm-hmm.
and get a job.
Yes. Yes.
You don't want to turn me on me.
I tried. They interviewed me and they brought me in. They asked me for an ass exam and they said I was too tight. They didn't like my look at light. Said I was white.
I don't know.
They said you're are white. I'm a gangster. Oh. God, no. Wouldn't you believe it?
Yeah.
Deadly tar two. Foe!
Shh. Don't say. You make too much noise.
Hey, da 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 da. I'm sorry, my love. No. Oh my God. You
have to be. You don't know. I'm very quiet, Mike.
Are you? Oh.
Don't make the noise.
People
don't like that.
They hate it, actually.
It's terrible.
They call me a hater.
Who
told you? They said I'm Haley. How?
I'm sorry, Alex.
You see BTC? I love you.
Get away from those bums. Mm-hmm. They're running your life. They'll come here someday.
Oh.
Please, get away from them. Tell them you're not feeling good. You're going to go away.
Yeah.
Take care, Alex. I love you.
I love you.
Okay, bye, my dear. I'll talk to you next time, okay?
I love you. Oh, I do. Babe?
And they got along so well. And in fact, when one kid broke his leg, they didn't crush his skull in. They made him they set his leg. They gave him a throne. They treated him like a king. And when they found these kids, they were all thriving and getting along well together. So this is a very big lie that in the reason Survivor, the reason that people have to fight because they have to vote each other off.
Right.
But if you watch the show, the first thing is let's put together a tent to live in. Let's gather food. Everyone works together very well. And the threat of violence is not really there. It's a complete myth.